Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When men are the primary breadwinners and they die first, their wealth goes to their widows. Today, women are looking at new ways to use some of these millions that they come into. Jerome Katz, business professor at the Slew Chaffetz School of Business, joins us weekly on KMOX. He's back with us this morning. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning. Precisely. What we're seeing is they talk about it as horizontal or intragenerational wealth transfer. Rather than the money going to the kids, first it'll go to the wives. The thing is, think about Melinda French Gates or Mackenzie Scott, who have billions of dollars. They've divorced, they have a path of their own, and they've really sort of blazed a new trail showing what women can do with the money they have. So they've put in literally billions of dollars into developing programs for women or young girls, and that opens up all sorts of ideas and paths for the women who inherit this kind of wealth. The fact is that the wealth management companies have noticed this and are preparing for it already. The chances for women in wealth management to move up to higher ranks and to have a voice in developing programs has never been greater. And we can see that even locally with the two global leaders like Edward Jones and Stifel Financial. So this is happening across the board, and it's only going to get stronger. In the next 10 years, we're going to see literally tens of billions of dollars move from husbands to their wives. And those wives will probably make new inroads in how to use that money.
Well, our second topic is football. And I understand it may be easier for a wannabe owner to purchase a team, Jerry?
Well, if that wannabe owner is a private equity firm or institutional capital of that sort, like an insurance company or the like, absolutely yes. For your run-of-the-mill garden variety millionaire, probably not as much. The thing is that teams are so expensive now that the number of people who can sit down and write a check for $5 billion, there are only 50 such people in the world. So for a lot of these teams, if they're trying to sell, they're trying to make money, they need investment money to grow, they're going to need to find other folks to do it. The one kind of money that is patient along those lines is private equity. If we look, this is already private equity owns a major stake, up to 30% of some NBA, MLB, NHL, or even Major League Soccer teams. But so far, nothing in the NFL. Roger Goodell, the longtime NFL CEO, floated a trial balloon this week saying they are considering letting teams sell up to 10% of their ownership stake to private equity firms. 10% stake is not going to give those private equity firms any say-so in the operations, but it'll give them a piece of the action, a seat at the table, at least, well, not a seat at the table, but a seat in the skybox, and a chance to associate their name with a team. For some private equity firms, that'll be worthwhile. The thing that's really hard to tell with these teams is how much money are they really making? And that's going to be the key question for private equity firms coming into the NFL. There'll probably be some negotiations on that before we start seeing anything.
Jerome Katz, business professor at the Slew Chaffetz School of Business, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Have a great week.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.